Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Joe and Lorena Filgas, and they're from Cafe Nooner. So tell me, you guys, how did you get your start in the restaurant business?
Well, years ago, my grandparents owned and operated the Samoa Cookhouse, and they actually immigrated to this country from Czechoslovakia, early 1900s. And both worked at the cookhouse, and then eventually, in about 1950, I believe, they became the first private owners of the cookhouse and opened it up as a public restaurant. So that's kind of my personal roots in it. I worked in the restaurant industry. That was actually my first job. I worked at Perko's up in Arcata in Valley West. It was my first job, and worked there for about 5 years and started as a dishwasher and left there as an assistant manager, and then went up to Stanton's Barn. Many of you might remember Stanton's Barn up in Kellyville, and that's where I met Lorena, actually.
Oh, okay. So, Lorena, tell me a little bit about your food background.
I grew up in McKinleyville, and I grew up with an enormous garden in a family where hunting and fishing was pretty much the standard. And my grandfather moved out here from Ohio with the idea that he loved the fact that food was so abundant. And I learned from an early age that that was where food came from. I can remember the point in growing up where food started to come from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Knowing that demarcation is kind of interesting because as I started to get into cooking and into food on my own, and when we bought the restaurant, I started to really get in touch with where my food was coming from and what things looked like.
Yeah.
So I've lived that whole process of growing up, watching it be grown, and then having gone to the point of being a corporate mom where I had as much Kraft macaroni and cheese in my pantry as anyone else.
I remember that.
To coming full circle and getting really in touch again with where food comes from and how it gets made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys have a really unique restaurant down there. Tell me about how you decided to buy that Cafe Nooner restaurant.
Well, she mentioned corporate. We both had long-standing jobs. I worked in the local title and escrow industry for, about 26 years. She had the same amount of years of experience in the local medical industry. And when we were kind of searching out for a decision here, we both just kind of got tired of working for somebody else. We basically had all of business background, we made a lot of money for the companies that we worked for and felt, it's time to do something for ourselves and for our family. And so we decided to start looking around. And interestingly enough, I just popped in on one of the internet searches, said, businesses for sale in Humboldt County. I had no idea what we were looking for. I didn't know it was going to be a restaurant, a gas station, who knows? I was just seeing who was out there. And the first thing that came up was Cafe Nooner. Lorena came home one evening and I said, hey, sit down on the couch and I'll show you something. So she looks at the listing and says, that looks interesting. Let's go there for lunch tomorrow and, pick up their prospectus and check it out. And that's kind of how it started.
And then you made the big decision and you leapt from the corporate world and into your own private business.
We did, yeah. Lorena was first, and as you can probably tell already, she's the brains behind Aspiration with all the food knowledge and everything. And so, yeah, she left her job first, and I'll let her talk about that. And then I came in about 6 months later.
Oh, okay.
I think that it was really a fascinating transition because I went from being the person who knew most about what was going on to being the person who did least. And we were very fortunate and very blessed in that the previous owners took some time to train us as part of the purchase deal, which was awesome. But we also had this amazing crew of people who were willing to stick with us through the process of learning that transition. And I think the wisest decision we made from our plethora of information and stuff that we had from being business owners was, if something isn't broken, don't fix it. And we knew it wasn't broken. So we didn't change much that first 6 months. And there were a few little recipe tweaks that happened and a few things that had to change because of where the business was that couldn't wait. But for the most part, we changed nothing. And then we started making little changes as we went.
I think that's really smart because I think it gives your crew some stability there. Like you've got new owners, there's a lot that's going to be new anyway, but if you can keep mostly everything pretty status quo, it gives them a sense of security.
Well, what we found early on is that Cafe Nooner had a customer base, and those people like what they were seeing. They like their food. Right. And walking in there and changing all of it wasn't going to be a positive experience for them or for us. So keeping that consistent and keeping those people happy was really part of our motivation. The crew is just amazing. Uh-huh. I mean, we still have four of the original six that came over with us and love them to this day. They're still really amazing, amazing folks, and they're instrumental right now in running a lot of our operation. Uh-huh. But it's been... it's been quite the little journey.
That's right. And now you guys, as a restaurant in Humboldt County, one of the reasons that you interest me so much is your determination to source locally. And I know it's not easy. It's much easier to buy it off a big truck that just comes and delivers everything you need all in one day. But I think it's important to the people who are looking at the menu when they see Humboldt grass-fed beef is on the menu and that it's important enough to even name it. So how do you go about doing that, and what are some of the challenges you face?
You know, at the end of the day, it's about product quality. I was not a proponent for a lot of the things that matter deeply to me 2.5 years after having bought Cafe Nooner. But remember that conversation about I grew up in a house where the vegetables came from the garden, the meat came from hunting, fishing, and raising your own animals. And when I was first exposed to this idea of things like grass-fed beef and free-range chicken, which were an idea for me literally 3 years ago, one of the things I realized is that those taste memories you have from being a child come back, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's what chicken tastes like. That's what beef tastes like. And we've so corporatized our food that it no longer tastes like it used to. It doesn't taste the same. A lot of our motivation has just been quality product.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you can come up with a lot of reasons why shop local, but that's like the big, big reason is that it just plain tastes better.
It does.
So how do you hook up with people who bring us our great local food?
It's a process. I remember that we started having a conversation with Rhea Roberts from Arise Bakeries. And we were talking about trying to come up with a gluten-free solution for our customers because that's become such a dietary concern for people. And you develop relationships, and those relationships are really what make products happen. She spent weeks coming up with the bun we use from her bakery in our process. And we would compare sizes and weights and costs and all of that kind of stuff to see if we could find something that would fit on our menu in just the right way. Our most recent vending conversation has been with, what's John's last name?
John Severn from Little River Farm.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the greens, I imagine the greens that you provide in your restaurant?
Well, we use spinach.
Uh-huh. A lot of spinach.
We use no lettuce. It's spinach. It's all spinach. And so John's been working with us, and we've been starting to use his product as much as we can. Uh-huh. The challenges that come with that is it's been beautiful outside. Uh-huh. Spinach doesn't like warm weather.
That's true.
Hates warm weather. And so we've been supplementing with whatever we find from our other sources. We try to keep our products organic. We can't always do that. Uh-huh. We try to keep our products local. Obviously, we can't always do that. Uh-huh. And John's biggest concern is, I can't necessarily keep you in product all the time. Uh-huh. And I'm like, but your product is good enough that I want it.
Uh-huh.
I'll work around it.
Yeah.
And so can I tell my customers they're going to have Little River Farm spinach every time they come in? No. Uh-huh. Can I tell them that when he's got it, they'll have it? Yeah.
That's great.
That's the best we can do.
That's great. Well, we've got so much more to talk about. We're going to come back next week, and we're going to talk again a little bit more about Cafe Nooner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.